Chapter 55, Eternity. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25, verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7, verse 23. Welcomed by two angels. Thus, Christian and Hopeful arrived on the other side. And who was waiting for them there? The two men in shining clothes. While the two travelers climbed out of the water, they said, Welcome, we are angels of God who have been sent to care for you. We are ready for all people who are to be saved. Just come along with us. Together they walked in the direction of the gate. Now you should know that the city lay on a very high hill. Happily, climbing up did not take any effort, for the angels were holding their arms firmly. Also, the two travelers felt they were much stronger than before. They had left their mortal robe behind in the river. When they went into the water, and they were still wearing it, but now they were free from it. Because of this, climbing went much faster and easier. The hill was high. The foundations on which the city was founded were higher than the clouds. It was as if they went through the sky. Oh, everything was so different now. How comforted Christian and Hopeful felt after all their miseries. They were comforted not only because they safely came out of the river, but also because of these men who were willing to bring them up. They were such glorious angels. And how special it was to talk with them. They told about the glory of the place they were going to. Oh, how beautiful it must be there. So beautiful, there were no words to describe it. Look over there, they pointed. There is Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, with its innumerable angels, and all the spirits of the children of God who are above already. Now you are going to the paradise of God, they said. There is the tree of life, with fruits which will never spoil, and you will eat from it. When you arrive there, you will receive white garments, and you may speak with the King without end. Yes, all the days of eternity, you will find nothing back from all the misery which you had to go through on earth. Sorrow, sickness, and affliction are past. There is no death anymore. All is past. You are going to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the prophets, and to all of God's children, which he took away from the earth. They were taken away before the evil days came. You may talk to all who walked uprightly and honestly and may now rest in this place of rest. And we, the men asked, what must we do in that holy place? It will be glorious for you there. You will be comforted from all the difficult work on earth, the angels answered. You will be happy instead of sad. Before you have sown, but now you may reap. You may harvest the fruit of all your prayers, tears, and suffering for the King. There you will also receive golden crowns. And what is especially glorious, you will always see the face of the Holy One. Oh, what a delight that shall be, for there you will see him as he is. You will praise, shout, thank, and serve him. In the world, you wanted to serve him already, but you could never do that as you ought, because you were so weak. But there you will be able to. Oh, your eyes will delight in seeing, and your ears in hearing. What shall it be if you may hear the glorious voice of the Almighty again? It is the voice which you can tell from a thousand. There you will see your friends again who went before you, and after you other people will come. Then you may receive them in that holy place. There you will be clothed with majesty and glory. You may go out with the King of Glory when he comes on the clouds. Then the sound of the trumpets will sound, and it will be as if he rides on the wings of the wind. After this, he shall sit on his throne as judge, and you may sit beside him. There he will tell all people and angels how their lives were and what they deserved. So he will pronounce the sentence over all the workers of iniquity. And when he then speaks, your voices will be heard too, for then you will agree with the king. Then you judge with him, for they are not only his enemies, but also yours. Then he will return to the city, and then you will go with him accompanied by the sound of the trumpet, and then you may be with him forever. Through the gate. When they came close to the gate, they suddenly saw a heavenly host of angels coming towards them. The two angels walked up to them and said, "Here are the men who loved the Lord when they were in the world. They left everything for his holy namesake, and the Lord sent us to go get them. Here they are. They may now enter in and see the face of their Savior forever. Oh, how happy they will be." Then the angels gave a great shout. "Blessed are they that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Now the king's trumpeters were walking up to them also. They wore white, shiny garments and put their trumpets to their mouths. It did not take long before heaven echoed with the beautiful voices and glorious music. These trumpeters called to Christian and his friend 10,000 times, "Welcome, welcome." They shouted and blew their trumpets. In the meantime, more and more angels joined them. They took the two friends along. Some angels went in the front. Others followed the travelers. Again others walked on their left and on their right side, just like a guard escorting them to the king. In the meantime, they shouted with a high sound. Thus they came through the upper parts of the sky. It seemed as if heaven descended and came to them. Together they walked on. In the meantime, the trumpeters put their trumpets to their mouths. They made a beautiful sound. At times they stopped blowing and beckoned with their hands as if they wanted to say, "Just come along, yes, come on. We are going to enter. Welcome." They continually showed how happy they were to bring Christian and Hopeful in. These two men felt as if they were in heaven already. It was so glorious and so good to see these angels and hear this beautiful music. Yes, to walk along with them. And when they looked ahead, they could clearly see the city, that glorious, beautiful city. And now, be silent a moment. What did they hear? Were those not bells? Yes, They were the bells of heaven. All those bells were ringing to bid them welcome. But the very best was that joyful thought that it would only take a moment, and then they may live there eternally, forever living with all those glorious angels, with all God's children, yes, above all, with the Lord himself. Their heart began to warm up by that thought. Which tongue, which mouth was now able to tell how joyful they were? Thus they came at the gate. Above the gate was written in letters of gold, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Blessed are they." So that was not for everybody, only for the people who do the Lord's commandments. They will be happy forever. They may eat of the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates. You call here, the shining angels told Christian and Hopeful, who stood before the gate. They did so immediately. Shortly after, they saw a few men looking down at them from the gate. They were Enoch, Moses, and Elijah. One of the angels told who these two men were. "These travelers come from the city of destruction, and they did that out of pure love to the king of this place." After this, they handed their certificates, which were brought to the king. When the king read them, he asked where the two men were now. "They are waiting at the gate," was the answer. "Open the gate," the king commanded. "The righteous people who were faithful may enter the celestial city." In my dream, I saw the men going through the gate, and look, at the very moment they entered in, they completely changed. They received a robe which shone like gold. There, behind the gate, were also people with harps and crowns. Christian and Hopeful received them too, a harp in their hands to praise the Lord, and crowns as a sign of honor. Then in my dream, I heard that the bells of the city began ringing again. That was how great the joy was. It was also said, "Enter ye into the joy of your Lord." A little later, I heard the men themselves singing loudly too, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." When the city gate opened for the men, I could look at the city a moment. I saw the city shining as the sun. The streets were of gold. The people walking thereon had crowns on their heads and palm branches in their hands. Furthermore, they carried golden harps to sing praises to the glory of God. There were also angels with wings. They spoke and sang together. Continually they answered each other. Without interruption, they said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." Then the gate closed again. Quietly, I stared ahead. Oh, how gladly I would have been with them. The End of Ignorance. With great desire, I thought back of that glorious place. Suddenly, I turned around. Who was that sailing over the water there? It looked like Ignorance. Sure enough, there was Ignorance crossing the river. He did not nearly have as many difficulties as the other two. He was across the river in no time. He saw a man with a boat who was willing to bring him across. The ferryman's name was Vain Hope. Vain means empty. If you have vain hope, you hope all will turn out well, but this does not happen. He climbed onto the bank of the river, climbed up the hill, and then went to the gate. He was all by himself. There were no angels with him to encourage him. When he came to the gate, he looked up at the words which were written above the gate. He immediately began to knock on the gate, for he thought he would be let in quickly. A little later, a few heads showed up above the gate. "Where do you come from, and what would you like?" they wanted to know while they looked down on him. "I ate and drank in the presence of the king, and he taught in our streets," he answered. "Give us your certificate," they said, "then we can show it to the king." He immediately began to search his pockets, but no matter how he searched, he could find none. "What?" they said, "you have none?" But ignorance could not utter a word. This was told to the king, but he was not even willing to come down to see him. He commanded the two shining men who brought Christian and Hopeful to the city, "Bind him hand and foot and cast him out." The angels took him up and carried him through the sky to the door which was on the side of the hill. There they cast him in. Thus I saw another way to hell. The one came from the city of destruction, and here was one which came from the celestial gate. Then I woke up, and behold, it was a dream. Explanation. The journey was over. Christian and Hopeful were home. All God's children will come home. When they were still on earth, it happened at times that they wanted to go straight to heaven, but they could only come there if they were delivered from their bodies. They could not go up with that mortal, sinful body. That garment would be taken off when they died, and then the angels would bring their soul to the Lord immediately. What a great relief that would be after all that fearful strife. At the gate, they received a white garment. Instead of having a sinful body, they were clothed with glory. They also received crowns on their heads. They did not merit those crowns. That was done by him who gave his life for them. They were not saved because they were so good, but because God wanted it. He is worthy to receive all the honor. It is through thee alone, because of thy eternal good pleasure. They also received palm branches in their hands. In earlier times, people waved with palm branches if they won a battle. Christian and Hopeful's battle was over too. Sin, the devil, and death were conquered. There was an eternal victory through Christ who gave them strength. Now their soul might be with the Lord. Their bodies were still in the grave. They will remain there until the day of resurrection. Then the trumpet will sound, and all people shall arise. Our soul shall reunite with our body again. From that day, God's children will not have a mortal body anymore, but a glorious, strong, and perfect body. how blessed they are, that people may eternally glorify God. But how terrible our end will be if we did not serve the Lord uprightly. Terrible, especially if we thought it was well with us. What a disappointment that will be then. Maybe we talked about the Lord Jesus. Maybe we have eaten at his table, just like ignorance, and still are lost. Maybe you think, how can I know if it is well with me, and if I am traveling to heaven? The answer is short. During our life, we must enter through that little gate. Christian and hopeful went through, and all God's children go through. Oh, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Let go of your sins and seek salvation in the Lord Jesus. Poor lost sinners who learn to know him shall never perish. God shall forever draw them to himself. They shall dwell with the Lord forever. Draw me, Lord, we will run after thee.